Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, as the snow and ice began to melt away on the Torino slopes, making the beginning of the end of the European winter, look back proudly on the athletes who represent Australia at the 32nd Winter World University Games. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Tamika Collins, Australian team head of delegation for the 2025 Winter World University Games. Online, Tamika, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trevor. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations on the conclusion of the University, Winter World University Games. So tell us about your journey and the events that you ran in and performed in. And let's talk about
the games. No, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on to chat about the game. So, yeah, we've just come back from Torino in Italy after the World Winter University game. So we had a group or a team of 20 student athletes from across Australia over in Torino with us competing. So really, a huge event for the athletes. For some of them, it's some of the highest level of competition that they'll compete in, and for others, it's a really important step in the pathway for them as they continue their representative sport sort of journey. Fantastic event, so held or organised by the International Federation for University Sport, FISU. Mm-hmm. The event happens every 2 years and sort of changes hosting locations like winter or summer Olympic Games would as well. This year back in Torino in Italy, which is one of the first venues that ever hosted a World University Games. So, yeah, the teams, the athletes worked incredibly hard throughout, numerous years to put themselves in a position to be selected for the event before heading over in early January.
And so every 2 years this happens, Tamika?
Yes, it does. So, yeah, we've had the event this year in 2025 in Torino, and the previous iteration of the event was in Lake Placid 2 years ago, and we're just waiting to find out where the next event will be in 2027.
Has Australia ever held it?
Not that I'm aware of, no. So certainly not the winter version of the event, at least.
For sure. Tell us about some of the events that you partake in.
Yeah, of course. So we had athletes competing across six disciplines over the week. So that included some of our cross-country skiers and biathletes. We had our snowboard cross competitors, alpine snowboarders, our alpine skiers and speed skaters. So a real mix of athletes, as well as a couple of freestyle skiers in the moguls and ski across. So really diverse group of student athletes competing. Heaps of variety in the events they were in, which was fantastic to see, and really good to see representation of Australia in so many of those events.
So when you look at it, this is a great platform, because we're talking about uni students who are studying, creating a career pathway.
Absolutely.
But they're very talented uni students across this country, and here's an opportunity for them to perform at the physical sense as well.
Absolutely. And so for so many of these students, they've been either studying full or part-time for, 1, 2 or 3 years, so working through their degree with support of their universities, so managing their load as they go through their studies. And so there's degrees from economics to science, sport and exercise science, so a range of degrees that the students are balancing. So a lot of them have a full-time training load for their sport.
Yes.
So they work really closely with their universities to kind of manage the course load as well as the training load. So it is a really good opportunity for them to kind of stretch themselves across the two aspects, so that sport and physical pathway that you mentioned, but also that academic pathway, and really setting themselves up for, acquiring really great skills outside of the classroom that they come through with sport.
Well, fantastic. Well, a big shout out to the Deadly team. And look, done, dusted, fantastic. Can you say dust in winter? I don't know, but there it is. But congratulations, Tamika. And What happens there? Everyone goes back to studies.
That's it. Everyone goes back to studies, so they're all back on the books, and a few of them have stayed over in Europe in various parts to compete in sort of the rest of the what's left of the European season. So some are off on World Cup stops, on Junior World Cups, and just sort of seeing out the rest of the season over there. So never end for them. They're a very, very hard-working bunch of student athletes. So yes, if it's not back to the books straight away, it's back out onto the slopes or onto the ice just to finish off the rest of the season.
Well, go the green and gold. Thank you very much, Tamika. All the best, sister. And we'll talk soon, eh?
We will. Thanks so much, Trevor. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Trevor. Bye.
Beautiful yarn. Tamika Collins, her name is, Australian team head of delegation for the 2025 Winter World University Games. Concluded in Torino. And look, fantastic. Every 2 years it happens. And like I said, see if it happens in Australia. But it's got to be cold, it's got to be snow, and not a lot of snow in this country. But yeah, food for thought. There it is. Have you seen Yanup Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yanup Strong, you mob, too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416. rising on their islands, being swallowed by the sea, holding barriers of rock sea walls, uncertain destiny. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea,
protectors of their tribal land. Island family.
Earth is warming, feel the climate change. It's not how it was before. Surging storms and mighty sea waves, they're crashing on the shore. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea,
protectors of their tribal land. Island family.
Floods, intense heat waves, glaciers melting to the sea, air pollution, too much waste, shaping destiny. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea,
protectors of their tribal land. Island family.
Unprecedented rate. We see glaciers and sea ice melting, causing sea levels to rise. Delay in global action will jeopardize the small amount of time we have left. To secure our island life into the future, Gasamana!
National Talk Black.
All right, Indigenous Player, ready to bow Sydney Festival. We're talking Jackie, and we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dilly brother, Danny Howard, who plays Keith in that role, and got him online. Danny, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Fantastic.
How's it going,
brother? Fantastic, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Danny?
Yeah, so my name's Danny Howard. I'm from the west of our island that we're all living in. Mm. I'm Blyard, Yemiji, Nyunga, Budumba, and Naju man.
Okay, brother. Beautiful. And big shout out to you, mob, there. Look, congratulations. You're kicking goals in regard to Keith, the character you play in Jackie. So tell us about your journey, how it came about, and let's talk about Jackie, brother.
Yeah, so Jackie is a play written by Declan Ferber-Gillick.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out, Declan. Big shout out. Yep.
Shout out to Declan. Yeah. And it's the cast in it. It's a four-hander. Mm-hmm. The cast is Greg Stone, Mandy McKinney, Guy Simons, and myself.
Yes.
And it's about Jackie, a young queer Indigenous man living in the city down in Nam. Mm. And he's dealing with juggling multiple worlds and code-switching between sex, work, money, family, culture. Mm. Yeah, it's as my director would say, Mark Wilson, shout out.
Mm-hmm.
The play comes across as smart, very funny, but also very serious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when you're talking black fellas, you've got to have comedy there, brother, because we belong to that.
Yeah.
we make the mock, whatever, you know, which is fantastic. But it just sheds light on a lot of people who are in that situation. As we travel through life, we come to crossroads, don't we, Danny? And it's how you respond or how you react to the so-called crossroads, you know, or what's in front of you. And sometimes we make a wrong decision and we're heading down the wrong path. Well, you can always turn around and come back or, you know, put the blinker on, take a right turn, whatever, you know. But this is life. Yeah. And this is what Jackie portrays, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Jackie's only human, just like the rest of us, and he's trying to live in a world where there's things fighting against him. There's a lot of representation in it, and I think it connects not just only First Nations, not only First Nations people, but non-First Nations people as well.
Exactly.
Which is great.
And tell us your journey, Danny. Becoming an actor as such, was that always the vision? When you come out of school and like stepped on stage, or did you go and kick a football? Or tell us your journey, brother.
I started off as wanting to be an AFL star. Honestly.
There you go. There you go. Hence, I mentioned the word football. You know, those black fellas want to kick a pigskin around.
I didn't realise being an actor. Could be possible until I was 18 and I went to uni, and then I found out about WAPA, which is the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts.
Mm.
It just the ball just kept rolling and
the ball just kept rolling. Beautiful.
And then through WAPA, I found out about NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Arts, down here in Sydney.
Yes.
I auditioned for them, and I got in, and only just graduated last year. And
too deadly, brother.
Yeah, it just keeps rolling, which is great.
Well, you're our Australian version of Tom Hanks, cuss. Doors can open up, eh, bro?
Yeah, I mean, from a very isolated spot north of Broome in Western Australia. Grew up there out in the bush, and the last place I thought as a kid would be ended up in Sydney on the stage at Belvoir.
Too deadly, my brother.
Anything beautiful. Can happen, eh?
Yeah, it's about enjoying the journey, you know, and get inspired, you know, and playing different characters because you're delivering a message, you know. That's you're telling a story. And to get into character, I mean, that in itself is a big task, but it's about embracing it, brother, you know?
Yeah, that's it. It's enjoying the journey, but also trying to be present and taking everything in as you go along, yeah.
Exactly. So what about your family? Happy with what you're doing and just to see you do your stuff and your younger brothers and sisters? How's that fit into play?
Yeah, so I'm the youngest of eight.
Okay.
So I'm the youngest one, but I've got heaps of nieces and nephews, as we
sure,
all do.
As we all do. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I haven't really done much film to get back home, so they haven't really seen much of it, but I'm hoping now that I'm out of acting school, I get to get on a screen a bit more and they'll be able to watch some stuff on the TV, but I guess only time will tell. I had my mum over for opening night for Jackie.
Good, yeah.
Which was pretty...
What's mum's name?
Lynette.
Lynette, big shout out, Lynette. You know how to breed them, sister. Congratulations.
Jenny flew back a couple of days ago, and she's been supporting me since day dot. So,
excellent, brother.
Yes, shout out to Mother Duck.
All right, so Jackie's playing now. How long does it run for? And are you taking it, going on a road show? Are we bringing it up to Cairns, North Queensland? Brother, beautiful weather up here.
Oh, I hope we do.
Yeah.
there's small talk around, but nothing major yet. And I'm trying to get it on tour. I think the show deserves to get national wide views.
Yes.
It's a great story, and more people need to see it.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, you're promoting it here on National Talk Black, brother, so it's going around the country. People are listening. Denny Howard, thank you very much, brother. Keith and Jackie, you're deadly, Keith. Keep doing what you're doing and enjoy the journey. We'll be in touch, my brother.
No worries. Thanks, Buzz.
Take care. Luck. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Deadly Yarn there. Denny Howard, his name is. He plays Keith, a character in Jackie, and Jackie is a play, and it's up and running now. And it runs to 2nd of February. So there it is. Bellevue St. Theatre as part of the Sydney Festival's Blackout Program presents the award-winning play. Jackie, there it is. And big shout to Declan Ferber Gillick, comically raw portrayal of young queer Indigenous man trying to find his feet in the city. So there, the story it is. And get a chance, go and check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
Eddie on the track.
Stay awake at night, just until you fall asleep. I won't stay awake too long. Can't wait to see you in my dreams. Man, it's so heavy. As long as you get me to be a part of your dream, and I'm sleeping as long as you let.
Are you an employer in a remote community or want to become one? You can now apply for a grant to create local jobs that your community wants. The new Remote Jobs and Economic Development Program will support eligible employers to create new jobs by funding wages and equipment. To apply for a grant, visit the National Indigenous Australian Agency website at www.niaa.gov.au/remote-jobs or call 1-800-07-9098.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
Deeper. National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yan Up Strong? Now, partnership energises SES heroes for disasters. We're talking Power Powerlink Queensland alongside Energex and Ergon Network as part of Energy Queensland to invest $300,000 in state emergency services, SES volunteers. Funds will buy vital equipment for SES groups across Queensland. This is the 10th year of the partnership between state-owned energy companies and SES, and a good partnership. We're going to catch up yarn now with Peter Renaudo, State Emergency Services Regional Community Engagement and Recruitment Officer. On the line, Peter, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And good morning, Trevor, and good morning to the mob.
Yep, thank you very much. Look, fantastic. Congratulations. And a big shout-out to Energex and Ergon Energy, as well as Powerlink. Fantastic team effort, bringing money to the table, $300,000, and their 10th year doing so. It's a great partnership, Peter.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a great bond between us and the different Queensland energy companies. They give us the opportunity to grab some well-needed gear sure. that our groups can use and keep with them for when they may need to use it. Hopefully we never need to use it, but unfortunately we seem to be able to use it again a lot these days.
Well, exactly, you know, and here we are in the monsoonal season here in far north Queensland, but of course SES operates across the state. And it is a good investment. You know, it's not expense, and the team effort of the energy companies. Like I said, it provides equipment and also well, clothing and what have you for the volunteers. I mean, and big hats off to the volunteers as well. They don't get paid for this, and they do a great job, Peter.
They do, Trevor. And we're here to help the volunteers and the communities establish the groups and train the members when they have that opportunity and support the various communities should things go wrong. And that's right throughout the state. I know in our region up here in Far North, we have 50 SES groups. Quite yes. a few of those are based in Indigenous communities.
Yeah, fantastic. Peter, yourself, how long have you been in SES?
I've been in the SES for 13 years, Trevor, and I've been a volunteer for 12 of those as well. So
okay.
I also take off the uniform during the day and then go out and help the guys at night or on weekends with training as well.
Yeah, good. So how's it working in regard to roster? Volunteers are on call, or how does that all come to play? Paint that picture, please, Peter.
Yeah, so basically the volunteer, we train our volunteers in a basic level of ability to be able to respond to your typical types of storms and floods, so sandbagging or yes. throwing a tarp over the top of the roof and stuff like that. Then from there, we give them some more specialist skills where they can learn how to use chainsaw, flood boats, get up on roofs, do a whole pile of things that are a little bit riskier, so they sure. take a little bit more skill level. And then the jobs come in and we put the call out to people to see if they're available and their employers can let them go.
Okay.
And they respond and do the job and everybody's happy, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, I suppose we have to give a shout out then to the different companies and government organisations that allow their staff to become volunteers with SES.
Oh, most definitely, mate. Yes. We couldn't do it without them. There's only 20 staff in the region, far northern region alone.
Mm.
Yeah, we've got about 700 volunteers and their employers, if they didn't give them the time to
exactly.
go and respond to do those tarping jobs and the sandbagging jobs, they just wouldn't get done. So, yeah, huge thank you to all those companies and councils and all of that let their staff go out and help the community.
Exactly. Now, regarding anybody out there who'd like to become a volunteer, do they need schools? What's that process and how do they become a volunteer?
Well, here in the Far North, we run what's known as a recruit class.
Okay.
So that's over 6 weeks, weekend on, weekend off, full time for those 2 days on the weekend.
Mm.
We train people in everything they need to know to be the basic level of SES volunteer. They can go out and respond straight away. And we've had that in the past.
Mm.
The last couple of years ago in Cyclone Jasper,
yeah.
recruits finished on the Sunday and went out on the Tuesday and did some jobs.
Well, so, the individuals pick up skills as well, don't they, Peter?
They certainly do, yeah. Mm. If they go to those next level ones, our chainsaw training is a national accredited chainsaw course.
Yes.
The flood boat one is as well. So, yeah, they pick up a lot of skills, map reading. We teach them how to use a lot of computer skills and stuff like that. And we've got some pretty fun equipment that we get to play with as well too, mate, so they get that chance to do that as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, once again, big shout out to Queensland Energy Companies, PowerLink, alongside Energex and Ergon Network. It is a team effort. And, of course, SES are happy to give the $300,000 sponsorship. We'll support all our volunteers and the work that SES do. Thank you for your yarn, Peter, and all the best to you and your team, my friend.
No worries, and same to you, mate, and to everybody listening. Thank you very much, Trevor.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye. Good yarn, beautiful yarn. Peter Renardo, his name is, State Emergency Services. He's a Regional Community Engagement and Recruitment Officer, and we're just talking about the fantastic sponsorship by the energy companies, PowerLink, Energex and Ergon Network, and providing $300,000 State Emergency Services to the volunteers. And that gives them opportunity funds to buy vital equipment, SES groups across Queensland. And this is the 10th year of the partnership, so fantastic. So let's hope for another 10 more years. But a fantastic tool when we're talking money and providing equipment and what have you, vital equipment for SES volunteers. And like I said, once again, hats off to the volunteers, the work that they do. Fantastic. And looking after the state of Queensland, especially when there's disasters happening. And we live up here in far north Queensland. We have the cyclone season, monsoonal season. Here we are. And we look for the boys and girls in the orange outfits. And don't worry about that. And also big shout out to the companies and organisations and government agencies that allow their staff to become volunteers and give them time off to look after all the constituents in the area. So fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's Bama Bipa Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. To Delhi, National Talk Black.
And when they go walk about, then people talk about. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na pungoro jine. Hey, hey.
This is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but. Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but
Salasia come, Salasia come. Killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but
Salasia come, Salasia come. Piedra Miriam from Lassendam. Run to the south, ya be alarm. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. Oh, Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but. My toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but
Salasia come, Salasia come. Comet Amilram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War Salasia come, listen to my drum. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again.
Roll my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but
talasiakam, salasiakam, wai wai karamagaram. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the moon. You call to me, come listen to my drum. You call to me, come listen to my drum. Nimau is calling you, come listen to my drum.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.